You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cleaners at Auckland Airport are going on strike to protest a pay increase of zero this year. They are also campaigning for a fair pay agreement, a process where unions work with companies to ensure fair pay for union members. Etu Union is the biggest private sector union in New Zealand, representing workers from dozens of industries. I spoke with Director Sarah Thompson to find out more about fair pay agreements and how they function. Here is that piece now. Why were the airport cleaners going on strike, and how long is this action expected to take?
The workers at the airport, the cleaners there went on strike because their company is currently offering them a 0% increase on their minimum wage. So these workers worked really hard. Some of them have been at the airport for over 20 years and we've been in bargaining, and all the company is offering is minimum wage, no increase, 0%.
What is a fair pay agreement and why do the airport cleaners want one?
Well, the fair pay agreement is kind of a solution almost to the problem that we're having in bargaining. These companies, they're all competing with each other to be able to charge out their services at lower and lower costs. And so what that means is like a race to the bottom on the workers' wages. So a fair pay agreement means that we can go and negotiate an agreement that covers all cleaners across the whole country and bring up those standards through new minimum standards and conditions. So this is a way to level the playing field and make sure that all of these cleaning companies are paying a decent wage and have good health and safety standards and opportunities for development.
What tangible benefits would a fair pay agreement have for workers who are in one, especially those affected by the high cost of living and so on?
Definitely. I mean, for the fair pay agreements, once it's negotiated, so we won't get to head into negotiations for the cleaners FPA until potentially late this year, early next year. In the agreement have to be things like penal rates, so any kind of overtime rates. You have to have your pay rates in there. We'll be negotiating for a living wage, which is the amount people need to be able to live on. There'll also have to be stuff in there around health and safety, which will be particularly good for cleaners who use lots of chemicals. But mostly what it's going to do is just lift those standards, so no matter which cleaning company they go and work for, these workers will know what they're going to get paid.
National and ACT have promised to scrap fair pay agreements. Why is this, and is this good or bad?
Yes, they want to scrap them, and I think the answer to why they want to scrap them is pretty obvious, and that's because fair pay agreements will take money out of the pockets of businesses and it will put the money in the pockets of the workers. And these are workers who are on minimum wage and they deserve more. So National and ACT want to scrap fair pay agreements because they're not good for their business buddies and they're good for workers. And that's as simple as it is. And so we need everybody to get out and vote this election to make sure that we get a party that will keep things like fair pay agreements, won't bring in terrible things like 90-day laws like what National and ACT are proposing. So it's just clear. National and ACT are anti-worker, and that's why they want to get rid of fair pay agreements.
What is the 90-day rule that you were referring to?
So at the moment, we used to have 90-day laws, so you could employ somebody and then within 90 days, for whatever reason, you could dismiss them. This was removed under Labor, and National wants to bring it back. So it means that people have high levels of insecurity in their job. They don't know whether they're going to keep that job past the 90 days. It forces people to take jobs, any job, on lower rates and lower conditions, and just pushes them into insecurity. It's not been shown to have any increase in terms of how many people are employed or how much longer they stay in the job, or that the people that you take on the 90-day trials are people who would otherwise not be in work. So it just pushes people into this cycle of insecurity, job after job, without knowing, you know, where their money's going to come from in 90 days.
Next, I spoke with First Union organizer Nicholas Main. Last week on Friday, workers at the warehouse took strike action, protesting a low wage and dangerously low staffing levels in store. I set out to find out more about the strike and what can be done going forward to improve conditions for low-paid workers. Here is that piece now. What were the warehouse workers striking about?
So the warehouse workers were striking for better staffing ratios and a living wage.
What is a collective agreement and how does the warehouse participate in one?
So a collective agreement is an employment agreement that's negotiated between union members and their employer. In New Zealand, we have two types of employment agreement with a third that's just come in last year called a fair pay agreement. But the two main types are individual employment agreements and collective employment agreements. Collective employment agreements are a situation where a union, being it's all its union members, will negotiate collectively with their employer for better rights and conditions. And the advantage of a collective employment agreement is you've got a whole lot of rights attached to that that allow you to work cooperatively, such as the right to take industrial action, and even the right to seek mediation or arbitration around the settlement of that agreement to try and reach agreement without necessarily having to take industrial action.
What's the difference between a fair pay agreement and a collective agreement, and does the warehouse engage in a fair pay agreement?
So a fair pay agreement, it's a new form of collective employment agreement that was introduced last year. It's very similar to the old industry awards that we used to have prior to 1991. And it's an agreement that covers the entire industry. Now, there are no fair pay agreements planned at the moment for department stores. The closest fair pay agreement that's currently being in the process of getting ready to be negotiated is for supermarket workers. But until such time as a number of other fair pay agreements have been settled, the warehouse workers and other department store workers will have to settle for being covered by collective employment agreements.
How does low pay and the high cost of living affect the livelihood of union members?
Well, it has some serious impacts on them. I know one worker I was talking to who has a son with a heart condition, and was talking about the fact that in the past she's had to take on boarders in order to keep the bills being paid and how concerned she felt around that in terms of the safety of her family, given that these are people she didn't always know very well that she was having to let into her house in order to help pay the bills. So, you know, in any situation where you've got low wages, you've got workers trying to do their best to try and survive off that, and they make choices that aren't always best for their families' situations they put in order to do that.
Finally, what advice do you give to members when voting?
Well, the advice we're giving to members at the moment is that this is an agreement that they shouldn't agree to. 2 years ago, the warehouse agreed to paying all workers after 1 year of service a living wage rate. They weren't signed up as a living wage employer, but they agreed to pay the same rate as the living wage after 1 year of service. And in exchange for that, they negotiated away some other terms and conditions of employment. So when we look at this offer, it's almost $1.50 less than the living wage after 1 year of service. And that's a massive pay cut in real terms for workers. So the advice is very clear. You deserve to be at least be paid the same in real terms as you were 2 years ago. Therefore, you should reject this offer.
Are there any political parties that are promising to address things like fair pay agreements that you know of?
Well, both fair pay agreements are a Labor Party policy, and certainly the union is in favour of maintaining a government that supports fair pay agreements, as opposed to governments that want to remove them. So any party that's going to support a wider coalition involving Labor is certainly going to be one that we would recommend.
That was Sarah Thompson of Etu Union and Nicholas Main of First Union on fair pay agreements and workers striking in different industries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.